morning, everyone. Mr. Secretary, can you take roll?
Good morning. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron, present.
There.
Ken Aaron, excused absence?
No. He's requesting an excused absence.
Requesting excused absence. Jonathan Alexander, requesting excused absence. Marlena Bond?
Here.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs, present. Roberta Eidman?
Present.
Roberta Eidman, present. Stephen Frantz, requesting excused absence. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman?
Present.
Jan Goodman, present. Ricardo Hernandez?
Present.
Ricardo Hernandez, present. Stephen Kaiser?
Here.
Stephen Kaiser, present. Doug Kriegel? Doug Kriegel? Maggie LaPique, requesting excused absence. Alexa and Barbara Marbach are also both requesting excused absence. Ishmael Parra?
Here.
Ishmael Parra, present. Rezapur?
Stuck in traffic.
Dorothy Reich, requesting excused absence. Marla Reason?
I'm here.
Myla Reason, present. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes, present. Mansoor Sabah, requesting excused absence. Lance Simmons?
Here.
Lance Simmons, present. Fernando Velasquez?
Presente.
Fernando Velasquez, present. Lisa Wong?
Here.
Lisa Wong, present. We have 14 here. We have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Ms. Reason, you would like to be recognized?
Yes, I'd like to move that all of the requests for excused absences be approved.
Second.
Okay. Any objections to excusing the requested excused absences? Hearing none, they are so excused. Do we have any volunteers to be timekeepers?
No volunteer.
Okay. For the section and individual requests, individual timekeepers, anyone?
I'll do the individuals, Jamie. Let's see what else.
You'll do both? Okay.
I'll do both. Okay.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any objections to approving the minutes that were distributed to the local station board members?
I object.
Okay. If you could please take the microphone and provide a rationale for your objection.
Yeah, I object because there was a motion made at the Pacific National Board that was not discussed with the local station board by a PNB representative, and also because the general manager did not present her report, and we just didn't even look at it.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes, I'm having trouble understanding the objection because this is the minutes of what actually occurred, not what should have occurred.
Right, and the member that made the motion at the Pacifica National Board is present right now, and she did not discuss or even intimated that a motion was going to be made to get rid of Spanish language programming.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes. So you're objecting? Okay.
Yeah, be on the record.
Okay. Since there was an objection to the minutes, let's go ahead and vote on them. Mr. Secretary, if you can vote on approval of the minutes.
And that can just be on that vote. Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
All those opposed? Board members only, please. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right. It passes, I count, 14 to 3.
Well, there's 14 total.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me do it again. All those in favor?
And one abstention.
Okay, much better this time. All those opposed? Okay.
Abstentions?
This time, abstentions? Okay, so this time it balances out.
That's
10,
14.
10, 3, and 1. It passes. Okay.
A point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Reason.
I'm
please,
hoping
with your
that,
personal privilege.
I'm just hoping, because this meeting is being recorded, that people can be tender with the microphone when they place it on the table and pick it up and not, you know, be aware that it's making a lot of extra noise when it's not put down gingerly. Thank you.
I will try to be more ginger. Do I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda? I understand that we have a CAB report on the agenda, which I'm going to say I've received information that the person presenting that report will not be here today. So I'm going to say, can I have a motion to approve the proposed agenda without item C under reports?
So moved.
I move that the public comment be extended to 45 minutes.
A second.
Okay.
Which section? Which section? Section 3?
We have two public comments, one under item 3 and one under item 4. So did you want to, and that adds up to 30 minutes. So if you wanted an additional 15 minutes, would you like it on item number 3 or item number 6?
On the first one first.
I'm sorry?
On the first one.
On the first one, you would like an additional 15 minutes?
Correct.
To increase that to 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any objection?
I object.
Okay. So let's vote on the motion to, well, we're going to need to vote on the motion to extend public comment to 30 minutes under item 3.
Request for information.
Okay. Lawrence first, then. Okay, Jen, go ahead. Your request for information.
Yes. Is Alan Minsky here?
Alan Minsky said he would be here at 11 o'clock to present the program director's report.
Okay, and it is 10:48. So I would like to have an amendment that the extra 15 minutes be placed in item number 6, so that we don't have Alan waiting here all day to make his.
We all wait. All yeah, his. All of our families are here waiting. So why can't he wait?
Okay, so if I can respond to that, I think that the public might benefit from hearing the program director before making their extended comments. Yeah, I'm wondering if that might be a friendly amendment, Lawrence Reyes.
I object to the tabling of this.
No, it's not tabling. It's just moving it from item 3 to item 6.
Right, and I object to that. I believe that the extra 15 minutes should be put ahead.
Okay, very good. So let's vote on that then.
And I'd like Fernando to motivate his reason for the motion.
A point of order. The amendment has to be taken up first, and it has to be seconded before it's even
it was seconded.
Considered.
The amendment.
Was your amendment seconded?
The amendment to put the extra 15 minutes in item number 6 on the agenda.
Right. Was there a second to Grace's
second
amendment? Okay. So then we will hear. Then we will do the amendment first, and then the original motion. Okay.
The amendment has to be debated.
Point of information.
Ismael?
Yes. If extended, if the amendment passes, is it possible that the public debate be open as scheduled, and that when Mr. Minsky arrives, that he be given his time, and then we go back to the public comment? Is that possible?
Okay.
That's getting
sounds
back
like
to
a friendly point. Amendment to me.
I don't.
Wait.
That is acceptable because each motion can have two amendments.
Oh.
So what Ismael is stating could be made as a second amendment, and that's perfectly acceptable.
And I wish to make that amendment.
As a time certain.
And I would second it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And I have to go back to Lawrence, the original maker of the motion. What's on the...
It was me.
Okay, I'm sorry, Fernando. The friendly amendment, or I don't know if it's a friendly amendment, the amendment that's being made is that we extend the public comment on item 3, but that we allow the program director to give his report when he arrives, and then we can continue with the public comment. Do you
acceptable.
Consider that? Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Is there anyone opposed to that arrangement?
Wait, could you repeat? Okay. Point of information.
Yes. Let me repeat that for you, Myla.
Thank you.
The friendly amendment, which is acceptable to Fernando, is that
there's
we
no
allow
judgment.
The extension of public comment to 30 minutes under item 3. However, we will suspend public comments when the program director arrives to give his report, and after he finishes giving his report, we will continue with public comment.
With no loss in time.
With no loss in time for public comment. Now, if the public comment finishes there 30 minutes before he gets here, then we will move on with the agenda.
So the 30 minutes would be in item 3?
That's correct.
And there's no such thing as a friendly amendment, by the way.
Okay.
This is all.
Well, you will have to explain that to me at another time.
Okay. Yeah, please.
But it sounded friendly to me since Fernando accepted it. Thank you. Jan.
I would like to, now that I think we, perhaps without voting, are down to one amendment, one motion, that I would move that the time be split this 30 minutes. Are we asking for 15 extra minutes or 30
yeah.
extra minutes?
15 extra minutes.
Okay.
Total.
So I would move that time be split between item 3 and item 6.
Okay.
You know, just to make each one of them a little bit longer.
I've always been very liberal with public comment. I don't think that that's necessary. And they had wanted it on the first time.
And we're spending
the first
15 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
15
right. Minutes. So at this point, there's no if there's no objections, can we approve the agenda as modified?
I move.
Thank you.
I second.
Are there any objections?
No.
Okay, hearing no objections.
It will be the first public comment session.
Correct. We need to set time certain to adjourn. And we do have a committee rosters convener's report out on the agenda.
I move to 2:00 at the time certain to be for adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Point of information.
Yes.
My only concern, Mr. Chair, is that we allow for setting our next meeting date and location in that discussion, and if we have a time certain to adjourn, I want to make sure that our closing business is adequately addressed prior to leaving the Peace Center.
So do you have an alternate motion?
Okay, I would. My alternate motion is that the second public comment period end, giving enough time, 15 minutes prior to adjournment, at the time certain.
We have
at 2:40, at 1:45.
Can I be recognized?
Grace.
Okay, I have a substitute motion that we move 7A, which is next meeting date and location, to 5G. That way we'll take care of it before the second public comment period.
Perfect.
Is there second?
I second.
Is there any opposition to that? Okay, hearing no opposition, please note that Ray Sapor has arrived. Okay, so that 7A item has been moved to 5G. No objection. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as modified? Jan?
Yes, I would like to add a to five, after public comment number three, I would like to add a
Okay. Again, is there any objection to approving?
Oh, yes. Actually, I have a...
Jan.
I would like to add at the... when we're setting the next meeting date and location, to set a date for the delegates meeting to approve the minutes of this April 9th meeting that we have are going to be sharing out.
Okay, so on item G, when we discuss next meeting date and location, we will add also next meeting date and location for the delegates' assembly, for a closed session of the delegates' assembly.
Yes.
To approve the closed minutes of our last delegates' assembly.
Correct.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing no objection, is there any objection to approving the agenda as modified? Mr. Reyes.
I just would like a general IGM report to be discussed in public. IGM, the general manager's report.
Okay, the general manager's not here today, so...
It's not on the agenda. There's no report on the agenda.
The report was emailed out to you last night.
Okay, so that's... I haven't seen it.
Actually, it was sent Friday.
Oh, well, I just got emails. That's yesterday, in regards to everything that's been transpiring
okay.
in the email.
Well, so the general manager will not be here today.
All right, so what I would like is for that report to be disseminated amongst the public so they can find out exactly what it is that the IGM is doing.
Okay, the general manager, when the general manager does not attend the local station board meeting, we include the general manager's report that is provided to us with the minutes that are posted on KPFTX, so it is available to the public.
Okay, in that form, but this members of the public who do not have access and to navigating the KPFTX website, and so since the general manager's report was disseminated among the members of the LSB, I'm just wondering why it's not included in the hard copy of the minutes.
Oh, the reason for that is because it's a strain on our resources that all the copies that are provided and the public did not receive the minutes. So it's not included in your hard copy minutes as an attachment to your hard copy minutes.
Right. I'm just wondering.
The public does not receive the minutes at all.
I'm just wondering, Chair.
Except on KPFTX.
I'm just wondering, Chair, why is it not on the agenda that a copy of her report was disseminated to the members and it's not in the agenda, because I think that's kind of shady for it not to be included in the agenda, and maybe shady is not the appropriate word.
Okay, well, and I can answer that for you, and shady is not the appropriate word. Thank you. Okay. The reason that it's not included with the minutes is because the general manager was not present at our last local station board meeting. Therefore, it is included as an attachment to the minutes, but it was not part of our last local station board meeting. So therefore, it's really not part of the minutes. Excuse me, let me finish. The only thing that we need to vote on for the minutes, which I believe were already approved, is the actual minutes.
Well,
so we do not need to approve the general manager's report, because the general manager's report was not given at a local station board meeting.
Well,
it was just provided to us.
Last report, last minutes of May on the agenda was the general manager's report with a recommendation that the settlement money for the union dues and that be returned back to the employees of KPFK, the paying employees, and that was in the minutes last month.
Okay.
A recommendation was made, and everybody...
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yeah, I think that we're getting off track here. Have we approved the agenda?
Yeah. No. You set a time certain for 2 o'clock yet?
Yeah, well, so we set the time certain for 2 o'clock.
But we did not approve the agenda yet.
Well, we did move on to time certain, so we approved the agenda.
No.
No,
we just moved... We changed the time.
So we started talking about time certain meeting. Before we approved the agenda, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It was as part of setting the agenda, we moved it, and we said, okay, we're going to do this. And then the next thing is I said, can we move?
Okay, I got it. Thank you. Mr. Reyes, we've spent a lot of time trying to approve the proposed agenda.
Well, I'm
objecting. Excuse me. Wait until I call upon you, okay? I'm just clarifying. We spent a lot of time trying to approve the proposed agenda. What would you like added to the proposed agenda to make it, to make it agreeable to you?
I would like added that the general manager's report was disseminated among the members of the local station board, but not among the members of the public.
Okay, if you can add that to your minutes for today. It has been done. That's not part of the agenda for today, but it has been added to the minutes. Thank you.
We have about 15 minutes.
Okay.
For committee.
So do we have any other objections to approving the proposed agenda? Hearing none, the proposed agenda is hereby approved. Thank you. Committee rosters, conveners, report out. Governance asks that this item be placed on the agenda. Basically, to understand and get on record who are on the different committees, and to try to get conveners of any committees that are not yet in place. Have we convened the Strategic Planning Committee yet?
We talked about it today, Alan and Grace and myself. Well, we're probably going to meet on Mondays here, and we decided on that. It's just getting the mechanics in mind.
Okay. Anyone interested in being part of the Strategic Planning Committee, please see Mr. Kaiser before he leaves today, but not during the meeting right now. Okay. Do you have a report? So that's your report out. You haven't met yet as a Strategic Planning Committee.
We're about to meet.
Personnel Committee, I believe, is not meeting other than the subcommittee, the General Manager Search Committee, which is a closed committee. And Ali Lex is chairing that. He's not here today. Okay. Outreach, Mr. Ray Sapor.
First of all, I raised my hand twice. You refer to the manager after coup d'etat or before coup d'etat.
Yeah, please use the microphone, Mr. Poor. And this is the report out for your outreach committee, if you'd like to talk about that. Anyone interested in outreach may see Mr. Poor.
Yeah, I have flyers.
Please use the microphone.
KPFK Outreach Committee at the Echo Park Film Center. We have 2 events, and I have the flyer I pass out. We show 2 films at the Echo Park Film Center. Every day, Echo Park Film Center, every day they have an event, and Outreach Committee is participating in passing out the leaflet about KPFK.
Okay, and can you tell us where in Echo Park that is located?
1200 North Alvarado. It's next to Sunset Boulevard.
Okay, 1200 North Alvarado next to Sunset Boulevard. Would that be at the church there?
It's next to the church.
Okay, thank you. Finance Committee, our finance point person, Ken Heron, is not here today. So are there any other committees that would like to share out? Grace for Finance?
The Finance Committee has been meeting monthly, and we'll be meeting this Wednesday night at the station at 7:30.
Okay. And so anyone interested in Finance, if they could see Grace Aaron before you leave today, since she's involved with the Finance Committee. Thank you. Any other committees that would like to talk at this point? Myla?
I would just like to tell everybody that The rosters for all of the KPFK committees are posted at kpftx.org, and there's an automatic system so that committee members are automatically notified of the date and time of upcoming meetings. Those rosters are not filled out. I'm going to pass around sheets of paper. If you're interested in any of those committees, please sign up with your email, and I will enter the committee roster so that people will be notified if they want to serve on those committees when those committees are meeting. So I'm going to pass those sheets around now.
Thank you. Myla has graciously agreed to be the point person to update our KPFTX session to reflect the subcommittee members who are on each of the committees. So if committee chairs can give the names of their committee members to Myla so she can do that, that will be very helpful. Thank you, Myla. We're moving on to item two. The share out from our closed session on April 9th, 2017. Yes.
I thought you were going to ask for questions or comments at the end of the committee, end of the committee reports.
Okay.
Report outs. I have a question.
Please go ahead.
Yes, this is for outreach committee. Are the films scheduled on a regular basis there now, on a regular day?
I'm going to pass out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Reyes.
I'm just wondering why committee meetings haven't been announced or posted on the KPFK website or even disseminated to the public.
Okay. So the question
was, time they met.
So the question was, why haven't committee meetings been posted? Those committees that are meeting have been posted. Unfortunately, not a lot of committees are meeting, so that's why they're not posted, because they're not meeting. Any other questions, Jan?
I also wanted to.
Mike.
I also wanted to say that the committees should also be posted on KPFTX, which is where all the committees, national committees and local station board committees, are posted. So if the listeners would like to take note of that, and also everybody on the station board, that check KPFTX. It tends to be .org. It tends to be the most up to date. They keep it up pretty well. That is, if people post it.
thank you, Ms. Goodman. Yes, the committee meetings are posted on both KPFK and KPFTX. And that's kpfk.org and kpftx.org for those listening. It's not .com or .net, it's .org. Okay. Any other questions about committee reports? Hearing none, we're going to go on to item two. The share out from our closed session on April 9th, 2017 is that we had a closed session of the KPFK Delegates Assembly to discuss confidential legal matters. And now with that, we're ready for public comments number one, which I have for 30 minutes from 11:08 I have. So we can say from 11:10. And do we have a microphone for the public to use?
They can use this one.
I think this is the longest one.
Oh.
Thank you, Lawrence.
And just in terms of ground rules, are we having everybody speak for how many minutes? And
70 seconds.
70 seconds each. If you can line up over here where Mr. Velasquez is, all those wishing to speak.
And does everybody get to speak right once now before you have a second chance?
We're just going to take them in line as they line up. So hopefully they will not cut their place in line.
We're giving 30 minutes of this, too, so it'll be a lot of...
Right. Yeah, there should be plenty of time for public discussion.
Who's first? He is on the board. This is public comment.
Right. Yeah, he's helping with the microphone.
Oh, okay.
of course.
Fernando, if we want, we can have them come from this side. If that would be more convenient. Because of the camera on the right, it might be difficult to do it on this side, on my right.
Does anyone want to speak?
No.
Okay, Fernando, we cannot see the public over there.
I don't see the public either.
Okay. Does anyone from the public wish to talk?
Yes, I will.
Okay, well, we got a microphone right there with Mr. Velasquez. If you would like to grab it, let's start.
Hey, Rodrigo.
What the heck is going on?
It's normal for people to speak right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see if everything is ready. Oh, thank you. Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
70 seconds.
Okay. My name is Dulce. I'm from Island Empire. So I'm listening to the radio for like a year now. And what bring me to the radio for the new station or for the new show that calls Arrabaleros de Magón. So because of the music. And after that, I started listening any other show since 6 a.m. when I drive home, when I drive to work, and when I drive back. I listen all of them. Democracy, and I love the station. I really love the station, but I noticed lately that the Spanish programs are getting low. So I don't know why. I don't know the reason because what is that happening. What I know as a member of it, I do my portion every month. I donate my money to the station because I really want to listen to the Spanish programs. And it's not because I don't speak English or I don't understand. It's not my first language, but I clearly speak it and I understand. But I want to see another variety. I want to see different, okay? So my kids, you know, they speak two languages. I want them to know what's going on right here.
Good morning. My name is Blanca Soto. I'm president and founder of Tierra Blanca Art Center. We've been around for almost 20 years, and I've been a member of KPFK, always as a member and donating for every single campaign, you know, since probably 20 or more. So I've been knowing KPFK, y Radio Latina, y Radio Pacifica, and Nuestra Voz, and all the programs. One thing that I found, which is very unique for the Spanish programming, is one thing is we know, you know, all my programs are in Spanish and my cultural center, even though we do the introduction, our summer camp, our cultural summer camp, everything's in Spanish because we want that connection with the parents and their children. Sometimes that keeps us that gap that disconnect the parents and the children. So we bring that. And one of the things is I always motivate our parents on every single program that I do to listen to KPFK because where you're going to find better news with more truth, with more focus, you know, to give us a great information. I love the new programming because el programa de maíz, yo soy maíz, right? And it's amazing.
10 seconds.
For me, it was an eye-opening. And please, I really encourage every single one of you to consider to keep those 5 hours and probably give us 5 more because we need people to see what's happening in Spanish. Thank you.
To the members of the local station board of Pacifica Radio, KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, we denounce Pacifica National Board's racist discriminatory vote to resign 5 hours in Spanish. By passing this motion, Pacifica is shutting down its doors to an indigenous, Latino, and Spanish-speaking communities in violation by its own bylaws and its mission, and aligning with the current racist discrimination of Donald Trump. Of those 13 PNB delegates who voted against Spanish language programming, 4 are seated on this KPFK LSP B. They are Jan Goodman, who introduced the motion, Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, and Mansur Sabag. Shame on you. Qué vergüenza. PBN passes a motion to eliminate Spanish programming using false arguments. Even though Spanish language programs have raised $10,000s on air and in community events, the National Board falsely claims that these programs need to be canceled because they do not contribute financially to the station. We ask board amendments to cite the specific article by the bylaws that indicate the programming has to raise a certain amount of funds in order to have a right to be aired. No stipulation exists. Spanish-speaking programming on Pacifica was created for the benefit of first-generation migrants who do not speak English, who, with their work and taxes, subside the same middle class that so generously finances Pacifica Radio. Why should Pacifica and KPFK accept more financial contributions from a sector that is already exploited and prosecuted? Okay, and to piggyback off of what my colleague said, Spanish language programs are subject to an unfair language-based practice of preemption after 1 week of the fundraiser, whereas certain English language programs remain on air despite raising little to zero money throughout the duration of the fund drive. The records are available at any time. These fund drive decisions to take Spanish language programs off the air for weeks at a time anger and alienate our listeners and constitute a coordinated campaign to weaken our programming and listener base. Spanish language hours are not scheduled during drive time radio. If KPFK really wanted us to succeed, there would be forward promotion of our programming during peak hours, just as there are English language promotions played during Spanish programming. And to end, I'd like to cite Article 1, Identity and Purpose, Section 3, Principles in our bylaws. The foundation is committed to peace and social justice and seeks to involve in its governance and operations individuals committed to these principles. Article 1, Identity and Purposes, Section 4, Commitment to Diversity. The foundation is committed to diversity and inclusion of all nations, races, ethnicities, creeds, colors, classes, genders, sexual orientations, ages, and people with disabilities in its programming staff. Management committees and governance. Can this board tell us how did you select these board members when they are against diversity and social justice and pro-racism and exclusion?
Ladies and gentlemen, please be respectful. Audience, I will make a commentary after public comments, but I ask you to please respect us as we're trying to respect you. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to read part of the bylaws that we are trying to make to be in consideration. Back to the Pacifica Mission. The new Spanish programming has been airing for less than a year at KPFK, and it already counts with over 30 dedicated volunteers. These new voices have opened a community radio space for youth, women, indigenous people, and offer information that is relevant to all Spanish-speaking communities and fulfills Pacifica's mission of inclusion and serving the communities in its signal area. Pacifica and KPFK should be a sanctuary for those communities that are under attack. Instead, Pacifica votes to close its doors to a hard-hit Latino community. This is a vote of exclusion that violates Pacifica's mission. Language justice as the core of Pacifica's mission. Access to information in the language one is most comfortable in is a vital human right and an essential service that KPFK provides to all Spanish-speaking communities in Southern California and beyond.
Time.
That what its mission by laws dictate. Yet, our language is not welcome. Pacifica in Exile that all complains that KPFK schedules large blocks of time for Spanish language only programs that are inaccessible to non-Spanish fluent audiences. This and an apologetic racist hypocrisy. What if Spanish-speaking audiences ask that all English language programming be bilingual and accessible to audiences not fluent in English?
Please wrap it up. Thank you.
Chair.
I just have a question. Why is it that Mr. Blair is messing with the sound system?
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Reyes?
He has not been assigned that job, that task. So.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, you're out of order. Thank you.
Good morning, members.
I'm going to be out of order.
It's your time now, please.
Good morning, members of the board and of the public. Thank
please.
You for being here.
Respect, okay? Respect.
So,
right, respect the public.
Quiet. Be quiet, okay?
Excuse me, Steve.
I'd like to talk about the...
Let's respect this lady that's talking up here right now. It's her turn. Thank you.
I'd like to talk about the bylaws. Article 1, Identity and Purpose, Section 2, states that Pacifica must establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. This section does not state anywhere that a program needs to raise a certain amount of money to remain on the air. So the argument that the board made was absolutely wrong. Now, also to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community. That is the mission, to conduct classes and workshops. And we have done exactly that. The Spanish Language Programmers Association has conducted countless workshops and classes, training programs, and time for community groups. And we also have the youngest generations working and kids that are 10, 13 years old. And so we would like to say that, sorry, this is emotional.
It's okay.
You cannot expect to have different nations speaking English only. Thank you. And,
time.
I thank you.
Spanish programmers, we provide multilingual languages, Zapoteca, Nahuatl, Maya Cachiquel, Maya Canjobal, and many different other languages within the Spanish-speaking community. This is our continent. It's called Avyayala, Turtle Island. Welcome to our continent for those of you and your ancestors that got here too. Welcome to our continent. Data show that Spanish speakers are a fast-growing population in the United States and as an influential market for media, especially in the L.A. metropolitan area, the second-largest radio market in the country. Nearly half of L.A. speaks Spanish, among other indigenous languages, at home, and this number is rapidly increasing. We deserve the voices of our people, not only in Spanish, but in Maya, in Cachiquel, in Lengua, in Quechua, in all our indigenous tongues, at home, and it's rapidly increasing. We deserve that our voices be heard on these community airwaves. Stop violating bylaws excluding our communities from the airwaves. Stop violating the bylaws of Pacifica's mission. Please, stop. Paragraph H, to conduct town hall style meetings at least twice a year devoted to hearing listeners' views, needs, and concerns, yet not so much town hall meetings are being held. Is the local board afraid of showing their faces to our communities? We speak Maya, we speak Lenca, we speak Nahuatl, Cachiquel, and we also speak Spanish. Welcome to our continent.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Francisco Martinez, and I'm a teacher, by the way. And today I came here because I thought it was outrage that this board is getting ready to eliminate a large portion of Spanish language programming. And one of the things that I wanted to point out is that an injury to one is an injury to all. And at this point, I think we're under attack by Trump. And the worst thing we want to do is fight against each other. And one of the ways that I think that you're accomplishing that is by actually going after Spanish language programming. And what I think is, now you go against us, who's going to be next? Is it going to be the African American? Is it going to be the Asian American? Who's going to be next? So I think that as a member of this community, I think that it's about time that we start thinking that this is not anybody's station. This station belongs to all of us. And I think that if it belongs to all of us, we cannot rationalize accepting a group of people and throw them out just because we think that these people are not making enough money. I think the station wasn't founded on those principles. I think the station was founded on the principle of unity, on the principle of working together so that we can actually work to build a better society. So I'm appealing to all of you, especially those who are probably pushing this idea of eliminating this 4 hours of Spanish language program, that I think that you need to start thinking that it's not about us. It's about the community that we serve. It's about those communities that need this information. And if it is not because of the Spanish language on the air, they're never going to get this information anywhere else. So I'm appealing to you to please keep a Spanish language program. And thank you.
Good morning. I'm local board. My name is Ansong Kwauting. I'm an assistant superintendent to 16 schools in LAUSD. And in that work that I do, by the way, I've been a listener sponsor for the last 20 years. And I, you know, when I make those calls to make those donations, I don't do it in the Spanish hours. I do it in the English time. And it's unfair that you guys are targeting where the money is being fundraised. We're supporting you. We support KPFK because we thought that you are an ally. Yes. We have a bunch of parents that only speak Spanish, and we're trying to raise their consciousness to create the country that we want. And for you guys to target those 5 hours where the consciousness is being raised is detrimental to the work that I'm doing as an educator in the community, empowering parents, students. Homework assignments for dual language emergent schools are being assigned to the late hours of Spanish so that students are able to develop that consciousness.
10 seconds.
So it's very important that you do not follow this path. We do not want to be divided. We want to be united in order for us to continue to uplift our country. Thank you.
Okay, excuse me. Fernando, before the next person speaks, what we had agreed upon is that we would recess public comments if the program director arrived. What I show is that we have given 15 minutes to public comments. We agreed for another 15 minutes during this session. So after the program director speaks, we will give the public another 15 minutes.
After 5B, Jamie, 5B, question and answer for the program director also. Go back in for 15 minutes of public comments.
Yeah, I think that... I think that this was what it was agreed upon.
Yes, go ahead.
But do you want to just go ahead? We got 15 minutes. We can just finish the 15 minutes.
Well,
let's do that.
Well, that wasn't the agreement. The agreement...
Let's go. Okay, I have an objection over here. Let's go by what we agreed upon. Mr. Minsky, if you would like to give your report.
But the agreement is to public comment is exhausted after Mr. Minsky gives his report.
Correct. That will give them time to respond to his report, as Jan pointed out, which is what we originally agreed to. Okay.
I was mainly coming out here. I was actually told that that people told me they didn't think there was going to be a quorum today. Is there a quorum today? There is. Okay. And then what we had spoken about earlier actually was something a little longer than 15 minutes. And what I was hoping to do...
Well, you take as long as you need.
No. What I'm hoping to do...
Hold the mic.
There you go. Mic control.
Point of clarification.
Yeah.
What we agreed to was that when you arrived, then you would get the time... whatever you need to make your report.
Sure.
It's not that you're limited to 15 minutes, but we extended the time for the public so that they had an extra 15 minutes. So whenever you do finish, then they can have their extra 15 minutes. You don't have to limit yourself to 15 minutes.
Well, okay, but what I did is when we spoke and the three of us met, right, back about 3 months ago, and we had spoken about me coming in and giving a report because I have rarely been at the LSB.
Just really quickly, the agenda says 15 minutes for the program director's report, and it was approved. Are you sticking to 15 minutes, or is it going to be extended?
I'm going to try to go shorter than 15 minutes. I'm Alan Minsky. I'm the interim program director at KPFK. And so what I would like to do is, if it's okay with the board, is just defer my report until next month and then have more time.
Please take 15 minutes to
do what you can.
Present whatever you need.
Well, I was under the impression that we were going to do something longer than 15 minutes when we spoke.
Point of information.
Right? And then I wasn't communicating.
Excuse me, point of information. Didn't we also allow for some time for Q&A? So we have 20 minutes total, and maybe we could have a Q&A.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want no questions and answers for the program director right now because
we're
taking, yes, not at this time. You're out of order. Okay, so I want to turn over the mic to Mr. Minsky. He has 15 minutes. If you need to take a little bit longer, we can extend that. That's not a problem. But I don't want to take up time talking about this right now. Okay. I want to give you the opportunity to make your report.
Right. Well, here's my report. Look, about 4 years ago, was it 4 or 5 years ago, Arlene Engelhardt was the executive director of Pacifica, and I had written out some thoughts about a particular subject that was a hot-button issue at Pacifica at the time. She encouraged me to expand my thoughts, and then when I sent her that, she said, just keep expanding. So I did, and so it became this kind of vision for Pacifica that she was interested in, and it, you know, floated around the network. Fast forward a few years, and Truthdig published the whole thing with another summary of it that I wrote. What I'd like to do, and what I was hoping to do when we had spoken a few months ago, and I thought this was what we were going to be pursuing with my appearance here, not a conventional program director's report, but a broader vision for the station. So I was looking to take that document, update it, because it really does need updating, because radio has been transformed as a medium in the past 4 or 5 years since I wrote it. I think all independent media has too, because of social media. So the social media component in that report is weak and needs to be updated. And also podcasts have become an unbelievable phenomenon. And in fact, for the first time, digital media is challenging traditional radio stations in a way that other, you know, media, the music industry, the film industry, television, have been challenged by what's appeared on the internet. For the first time now, you know, over-the-air radio stations are being challenged by the popularity of podcasts. And, of course, all of that may be thrown into chaos with the end of net neutrality. And I wanted to just bring those things, you know, add them in to what I had written there as best as I could, just to hand it over to the board so that they can have it and reflect on it. And then, of course, they'll all of you and everybody who could look at it would either agree with it, disagree with it, but maybe you'll just spark ideas about the development of radio, the industry, Southern California, KPFK, over-the-air radio, where it all stands. And the other thing I would want to do is it try to go through and adjust the language to KPFK because it was written for Pacifica, and so that, you know, I can sort of make it clear about what I think in the radio station could do. I mean, obviously this network has a lot of internal strife, and one of the things that's always sort of free floating is the two West Coast stations. I'm definitely not an advocate for any separation from the Pacifica network, and I fully support us trying to save WBAI and help strengthen it. But at the same time, there's no reason why this radio station, within that context, can't become, you know, an absolute media powerhouse. And that was what was behind the thing I wrote in terms of Pacifica, and I think I'd enjoy being able to adjust that to KPFK. Now, the other things, I was thinking big picture stuff. KPFK program director report for this month, I do want to say I felt bad about not including yesterday's special programming for the LGBT community in my program director's report. The fund drives are exhausting. Christine and I are like zombies in the hallways after a while, and can be a little hard to be on top of everything that goes on in the course of a month at the station when I write up those reports when I'm coming off a fun drive. But the other thing I have to say, too, is that I think that this radio station, with everything that I would, and I think this is something I really want to say right now to the board, and forgive me, audience, for addressing the board in this manner, is that I think that the general manager selection at this hour of this radio station and this institution is as important a decision as has ever been made in the history of KPFK. I mean, it's terrible to put that much pressure on one person who's going to come in, but, and it's not because I think the station is on the cusp of failing. It isn't. But the capacity of this radio station, and this pertains to everything that everybody in the room here would want to see KPFK able to achieve, to have somebody who can really hold the confidence of the communities that are a part of KPFK such that you can have a forward vision for expansion and empowering of this institution. is just so important. So I really do hope, there is a really strong pool of candidates, and y'all make a really responsible set of decisions in putting forward finalists, and that they're great people there, and they can really recognize the value of this institution at this point in history, because, there's nothing like KPFK in Southern California, and Southern California is not just any old metropolitan area in this country or the world. It's really one of the most influential in the whole wide world, and things that we do here can help change the world. The other thing I'll say right now, because I'm doing these big picture things, I just followed very, very closely the UK general election. Mm. And it is just, if you look at some of the independent media projects that made an impact on that election, which I think is a historic election, neoliberalism really started with Thatcher's England, and maybe it's going to end there. Or at least really get challenged there in a frontal way for the first time in one of the major economic powers. And independent media, some of these voices, they just rise up against a really horrible national media, and they're doing it through social media. And our social media component, it barely exists. And that has to be utterly turned around. And so in terms of people talking about what's strong in our programming, what's not strong in our programming, the strongest show in the world right now is weakened by the absence of social media, and almost to the point of it's almost lethal to have a project without a strong social media component. Mm-hmm. That's outside the program department. And I, of course, have no, this is not a criticism in any way directed at Bill Crozier or Christine. They're simply too new. I think they agree with this. So social media, and we need to really pick up our game on that. And that would be the biggest assistance to the programming. I don't have much else to say.
We've taken about 9 of the 20 minutes allocated to this.
Yeah,
we got 11 minutes elsewhere.
Yeah, I can take questions, whatever the thing is from the board.
Okay, so Alan finished 5 minutes early. We also have, as part of the program director's report, a 5-minute question and answer session from the board. So I'm going to take questions and answers and limit it to 10 minutes. Okay?
7 seconds.
I'm going to go this way. Grace?
She raised her hand first.
Okay, I'm going to go Grace. If you can take names down for the stack. Grace, Jan, Fernando, Lawrence, Raisa, and Myla.
And Steve.
And you can put Steve on the hand there. Okay, Grace, you can start.
I'd like to know, Alan, what plans you're making to add health and self-help programming to the KPFK grid, being that over the last 10 or 15 years, millions of dollars have come in fund drives from health and self-help programming, and yet our grid in our regular programming does not include programming. This type of programming definitely conforms to the Pacifica mission. It's information that's not commonly heard anywhere else, especially as pharmaceutical, big pharma, lobbies to keep it off regular airwaves. I'm talking about alternative health. I'm talking about self-help that competes with the sale of antidepressants and other medications that could possibly be ameliorated by self-help and by better nutrition. So, and because of its popularity among our members and funders, I would wonder why we don't have more of regular programming devoted to those subjects.
Well, we have one show in development with a strong figure from that community in Southern California. We had another, but the guy dropped out. Currently, I don't know that there's any thought of, there hasn't been anything in development to expand the amount of that programming that you refer to, other than the fact that Roy Tuckman came back to 6 hours a night, Monday through Thursday, and Roy has a strong component of that, and of course is one of the most popular programmers on the station. And But yeah, thank you. I mean, obviously, it's I understand that per the Lou Hill theory of listener-sponsored radio, the argument you made has a lot of would seem to have a lot of leverage. I don't want to say more, except obviously it raises a lot of money. However, I'm not sure that the listenership of the shows across the 1 o'clock strip, with the data that we've had over the years, shows that they are actually overly popular as off of the fund drives. They're obviously exceptionally popular when you compare them for the performance in the fund drive versus other shows.
Fine. Thank you, Alan. Jan?